means, if you want to be chokah, Rashi learns, sulam tsar. You're not using now a small ladder, a narrow ladder. It's only, let's say, 2 tefachim wide. So this ladder type goes all the way up to get to the top of the wall. But 2 tefachim wide is not enough. It has to be 4 tefachim wide. So now what you do, and you'll make indentions in the wall itself, you'll hollow out a hole there that you could put your foot in that hole going up also. Is that good or not? Like on both sides of the ladder, the same place we have the plank of the ladder, you'll make an indention in the wall. You'll chokak. Chokak lahashlam b'kais of a kama. How high up do you have to be mashlam in the wall going up? Rashi says, Yesulam tsar, you have a very narrow ladder. The chokak v'kaisu mekana mekan, keneged chavkei hasulam, keneged the planks of the ladder itself. Lahashlam roichi v'dalit. So how high up do you have to keep on doing it to make indentions in the wall that you can have it with the ladder straight across 4 tefachim? Omalei v'asorah. You know, it has to go up 10 tefachim. So Rashi v'asorah ad asor yesh lemenu. Even though the wall itself goes up much higher, or providing it doesn't go up another 10 tefachim, but even though it goes up another 5 tefachim, it doesn't matter. If you have a ladder going up that will get you to 10 tefachim, that's enough. What about let's say you have no ladder here at all. All you have is just in the wall itself, you're making indentions, you're hollowing out holes in the wall that you could put your feet in there and climb up the wall. How about that? Does that give it a Shem Pesach or not? Omalei molei kumosei. You know, if you do this, it's good. If you make the hole in the wall wide, 4 tefachim, and you keep on going up one hole to another hole to another hole, but here it has to be able to climb up to the top of the roof, to the top of the wall. Molei kumosei. Here it has to go up to the top of the roof. To the top of the wall. For the moral Mishnah, what's the difference? How come if you have a small ladder in between, you're saying it's enough just to go up 10 tefachim? But if there's no ladder at all, you're just making indentions in the wall, then the indentions has to be able to get you to the top of the wall. Why? Oh, Malay. Hosa mistalikle. Hocha loy mistalikle. There is gefort. A ladder. When you have a ladder there, it's easy to climb up the ladder. There's really, when you use a ladder, it's easy to climb up the ladder. Just as aloha, the ladder has to be wide, 4 tefachim. So here, the way you make the ladder wide is extending the hole in the wall. But since the ladder gets you 10 tefachim wide, that's enough. Here it's not easy to get up at all. It's not easy at all to climb up the wall itself if you just have indentions in the wall. So therefore, if the holes don't get you mamash to the top of the wall, you'll be afraid to go up there. You're afraid you'll fall down. So when you only have holes in the wall, the holes have to mamash get you to the top of the wall. But if you have a ladder going up, that's easy to get up there. So if the ladder just gets you 10 tefachim high, that's enough. Boyimene Rabbi Yosef and Rabba. Yes, the Shalom from Rabba. Also, the Elon Sula Mahu. Again, you have this wall in between two chatzers, and they want to give it a Shem Pesach now. We have some way to get over the wall to make one Erev together. Now, what's the ladder here? The ladder is an Elon, a tree. You have a tree going next to the wall. And on the tree, you also hollowed out pieces there that it's easy to climb up the tree. There are branches there that all you got to do is mamash climb up. It's mamash like a ladder on the tree. The tree itself became into a ladder. What's the locha? Elon also the Elon sulamahu. You made the ladder for climbing up the wall was the tree. Is what's the shaila? The shaila is that's also to climb up a tree on Shabbos. So the chura is an issa using this sulam. So maybe that's why it's no good. It's not considered. We have a Pesach. Lemaisa, you're not ladder climb up this tree on Shabbos. A regular ladder, you're allowed to use. If you have a Pesach gezunt, hey, but a tree is also in the Rabbonin. That's the Shalomal. So if the Tiboy in the Rebbe, Tiboy in the Rabbonin. I have a Shalom according to Rebbe, I have a Shalom according to Rabbonin. Tiboy in the Rebbe, I have a Shalom even according to Rebbe. Now what Rebbe used was the one that we had before, that Rebbe said if somebody puts the Ruvei Tchumim on top of a tree, it's kosher. The Erev Tchum is Chal. The kasher is, how can they move the Tchumim Bichal on top of a tree? You're not allowed to take something off a tree on Shabbos. So you can't eat the bread on Shabbos. Why was the Erev Tchum Chal? The terrace was, when is the Ruvei Tchum Chal? Bein HaShemoshes. That's when it has to be roi to eat. Now Rebbe Shita is that they didn't make a gzera of shvus ben hashmoshes. So to climb up a tree is only yisim of the rabbanon. So ben hashmoshes they didn't make the yisim climbing up the tree. So since the ruve tchumim is chal ben hashmoshes, at that time you are allowed to climb up the tree. Therefore the erev is chal. That was Rebbe's halacha. The fact you're doing levva mitzvah it's mutter. So the mara ad kan like come a Rebbe awesome kol davishum ishum shvus like gozu olov. When does Rebbe say that it's only awesome with the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon to make a gzera, hani mila ben hashmoshes. That's only the first few seconds of Shabbos ben hashmoshes. So true, feru veitchumim, all that has to be royit eats the bread ben hashmoshes. So the nice to hear, even though the bread is on the tree, it's royit eats ben hashmoshes, because ben hashmoshes is no risa shvus. Avukula yaymalo. But here, when you want to make an eruv chatzera together, you want to consider these two chotzes like one. What's the pshata like one? Either the wall dividing the two, or we say if you have a ladder, that at all times you climb up the ladder, so we consider like one, you have a Pesach here. A Pesach can't just be a Pesach for Ben Hashmoshes. The Pesach has to be for those Shabbos. So the Maaseh here, even Rebbe is Moedim, that when it comes Shabbos Vaday, you're not allowed to climb up the tree. So it shouldn't be a good Pesach here then. This tree is not usable the whole Shabbos. That's one svar, it's no good. Oy Dilma, no. The other svar is no. Afilu l'Rabbonin. I'll tell you, maybe it's good even according to the Rabbonin Shita. The Rabbonin Shita was that even Bein HaShmoshois, the Rabbonin make Zeris. Therefore, they say if you put an Eruv Tchumim on top of a tree, it's not Chal the Eruv Tchumim. Because at the beginning of Shabbos, you're not allowed to take off the bread off the tree. You can't use it, so the Eruv Tchumim is not Chal. That's the Rabbonin Shita. But maybe here it's better. You know why? Tizchahu. L'maisa, there is a Pesach here. L'maisa, this wall, the Varden, the Tuchatzerim, is not such a good wall. Because there is a way to climb over the wall. You have a tree here, and it's climbable, you climb up the tree, it's called Yad HaPesach here. No, v'yarihu d'raviyalei. The Pshat is an Ister upon the tree, true. The Rabbanan said you're not allowed to use this Pesach. The Moshe, it's like you have a door here, and for some reason, Rabbanan would say you can't use the door. Maybe it's still called one Chatzer, though. Because l'maisa, there is a Pesach to go over it. But there's an issa, means like there's a lion on top of the Pesach saying, don't use me. The Rabbanan said on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use such a Pesach. So that's the Shiloh. But Lamaisa, there is a Pesach there. So maybe, is this chos considered like one? Yes, it's considered like one. Because Lamaisa, they could climb over. Even though you're not allowed to, you're not supposed to. But since it could be, maybe that's called a Pesach. That was the Shiloh. That's the Shiloh. On a Pesach that's also to use, is it still called a Pesach or not? When you're using a tree, is it still called a Pesach or not? That's one shayla. But another shayla yes was, what about Asua La Asherah Sulam? You know what type of a tree you made for the ladder? Anatse Asherah. An Avodah Zarah. A tree that the Goyim used for Avodah Zarah. So here the mice, it's not just an Issim of the Rabbonin, there's an Issim of the Raisi, not allowed to have Hanor for Anatse Asherah. A tree that the Goyim worshipped to make into Avodah Zarah, it's also Banor. Mal, what's the loch here? Is Tiboya the Rabbi Yehuda, Tiboya the Rabbonin. Well, clear the Shaila Zayah according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Zayah according to Rabbonin. The Rabbi Yehuda Shita before was that if you put your Ruvei Tchumim in a Beis HaKvaros, it's Chal. Even though a Beis HaKvaros is also Hanor, you're not allowed to have Hanor from a mace or from the Kever either, still the Erev Tchum was Chal. And we said there because you're not called you're having any Hanor. No, the vote is just the Erev is Chal. Once the Erev is Chal, it's Chal. It's not called you're having real Hanor from the Beis HaKvaros. Is Tiboy the Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda hosam. When did Rabbi Yehuda say it's mutter to make an Eruv Tchumim and put it in the Beis HaKvaros? Even though a Beis HaKvaros is also banor, the mutter likno is bias misuri anor. That's only because Eruv Tchumim is the pshat is, the hanor is, you have to be kind of shvis today, that's all. That's not called really having hanor. Like Mephrat, since it's called the Dvar Mitzvah, use your Eruv Tchumim, it's not considering having Zaitik hanor. Like Rashi says, Hossam, Rashi says, Pukis in Hossamu, the Bossa, the Kornalei, Erev Lanichalei, the Linter. Means Laichbaslei Bishmirosoi. You don't want that your bread should be watched in the Beis HaKvaros. Vyishtakas Le Mestani Mikivro. You're not having any Hanor really from the Beis HaKvaros. Ela Kneas Erev Lachude. Just the fact that at the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev is Chal. Vyhi Lav Hanohi. That's not called Hanor. The fact you get a din to walk another Alpai Mamma. Because the purpose you make in the Eruv Tchumim is to be able to do a Dvar Mitzvah, and the cloud is Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitna. Therefore, even though you put your Eruv Tchumim down in the Beis HaKvaros, and the Beis HaKvaros is also Hanor, still we say the Erev is Chal. Because it's not called you having any direct Hanor from the Beis HaKvaros. You don't care if the bread gets washed there, it gets washed, because even if it gets lost, so what? Once the Erev is Chal, let the bread get lost. I the Erev Eschal, that's called the Devar Mitzvah. So tomorrow, so the Mar Loshin is, Adkan, like come of you the hosam the mutlik was better to right now el hosam the boss of the conalay erev le nichel le delinter there once the din erev is found you don't care that the bread should be watched there the rest of the Shabbos so it's not called you having enough in the basic chorus oi dilma that's the swear why it should not be good oi dilma maybe no afilu le rabbonim even according to rabbonim that say if you put the erev tchumim in a basic chorus the erev tchum is not chal because they say no it's still called you having hanoah from the basic chorus and erev can't be chal. I tell you, that's tafka over there. Mashen kein pischahu. Here, lemaisa, there is a pesach. Lemaisa, there is a tree that you could climb up the tree and get over this wall. So lemaisa, you have a way to get over the wall. The arid rovulate, still it's the same shayla. I just nista the raisa to have anor. That's called like a lion is standing there telling you don't do it. You're afraid to go up the tree because of a lion is there. But lemaisa, it's still called the pesach. So maybe here, for Erev's chatzeres, it still looks like it's one chatzer. Because the Maisa, what's break, what's stopping us? This wall? No, I don't look at the wall. There's a tree, I can climb up the tree. I, you're not allowed to do it. So what? But the Maisa, they still called the Pesach there. That's the Shaila. Do you say this for or not? So the Gemara Omalei, Ilan Mutter, where it's only Yosim and the Rabbanan to climb up the tree, it's only Yosef Shvus. Now we say, no, the Svar is, it's still called the Pesach. Just the Rabbanan said, don't do it. That doesn't share, that doesn't take away the Shem Pesach Shabbat. It's still called, you could go over this Mechitza. Ma'ashen ken v'yashayra surah. But Asherah, that's Asim and no Midiraisa. Some that's Asim and Midiraisa, that's a Chol Medik Yisar. Now we say no. We don't see a Pesach here at all. Ma'aslo Rav Chizda. Adarab, I'll tell you what, just the opposite. Elon, she'isa Shabbos Goyim Loi Nisasar. Ma'amonashoch. Elon, why can't you climb up the tree? It's Alochin Shabbos. Good, it's only a Din Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan said, Machas and Shmus of Shabbos, we don't want you to be mishtamish with the tree. Because the Gzera, maybe you pull off a branch when you're on the tree. But it's Halach and Hilchah Shabbos. Now, a Ruvi Chatzeris is also Halach and Hilchah Shabbos. So since the Hilchah Shabbos Tikadin says you can't use this tree, that's a swear to say, for any Hilchah Shabbos, it's not usable. So you can't use this tree for Pesach either. Mashenkein, Asherah. This Asherah, this Geshke tree. The reason why it's Asa Bano, it's not Asilcha Shabbos, it's Asa Bano. There's a Vaitike Issa there here. Maybe Loi Nisasar. Maybe that doesn't stare. Maybe since Nageyat Ilcha Shabbos, it would be mutter to use this tree. So it's this called the Pesach. So maybe like a test for Pumfa Kert. That an Asherah should be mutter, and a regular tree should be Asa. So if that Itmanami Kiyosi Rav and Amrabloza, for Yamilo Amravavu Amrab Yechinin, calls to Issa Shabbos Gorim Loi Osir. If the only reason why you can't use the tree is because it's an Issa Shabbos at the same time climbing up the tree, the Issa Shabbos stops you, so Bizai we say it's Osir, you can't make an Erev Chatzeres here. Erev Chatzeres is also Aloch in Hilchah Shabbos, and Hilchah Shabbos, since you're not allowed to use this tree, we don't see for Pesach, we don't see you have a means of climbing over this wall. If the tree is made up from an asherah, it's a getchkitz, an avoid zorah. So the reason why you can't use the tree is machmas yisr ma'anoshaboy, the yiraisam, that's a separate yisr, it's mutter, then you are allowed to climb up it. And Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Masni Hochi. No, Elon, you should know, Plukto, the Rebbe Rabbonin, he holds both as told in the same machlokes. A tree is told in the machlokes like a Rebbe in the Rabbonin. And Asherah is also Plukta Rav Yudzir Rabbonin. He says, no, it's totally Zevizir. That if you could use something that's also Bano, it's totally in the machlokes of Yudzir Rabbonin. So there are a few different sheetahs here. In the Locha, we're Machman both of them. To say both of them is no good. A little bit of Kashim here is, what do you mean to say that the Atse Asherah is called the Zaitik Yisr? Good, it's good, it's Atse. I mean, a little of the shalom is that the tree here, the Atz Pasha, it's a tree, this Asherah. So even though it has a new Yisr, the Yiraisa, because of the Atz Asherah, but it should also have Yisr Rabbonim, though. Negei Tzilcha Shabbos also was a Tzilcha Shabbos. Like, it's not worse than any other tree. True, this tree has a separate Yisr. It's Atz Asherah, it's also Manoah. But the Chur should have the regular Yisr also, Yisr Shabbos also. And the Gemara's Marsh Manoah, though, the Atz Asherah has a Milo. Because Negei Tzilcha Shabbos is no Yisr here. It's only a separate Yisr. It's an Yisr Avoy Dezorin not to use it. But Tzilcha Shabbos is usable. Why is it usable for Hilchah Shabbos? It's a tree. A tree is not usable. Zayin Levin says, talking about this Atzer Asher was cut down. It's not Mechubel Lekarka. So therefore, if it's not Mechubel Lekarka, there wouldn't be an Issa Shabbos and using it. And Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Atzer Asher, a regular tree you used. Right? Zayin, you have to say, it means this tree was cut off, not Mechubel. Right. So that's the Mishnah. Charitz Shebein Beis Chatzeres. If you have two chotzes, and instead of having a mechitza dividing it, there's a ditch in between them. Omuk Yud, the ditch goes down Yutfachim, for Reichav Abo, and it's wide for Tfachim. So that has a din like a mechitza. And the din is Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'en Ma'arvin Echad. These two chatzerim have to make two separate Eruvah chatzeres, because there's like a mechitza dividing the two of them. There's a special Rishus HaYachad in between the two of them, and they can't make one Eruv together, because there's a mechitza, something nasty in between them. They marvin echud. Afilo mole kashre tevin. What about if you fill up the ditch, you put inside straw and tevin, a type of wheat you put inside there? What's going to be the locha? Still, it's not mamayit, because straw is movable. You'll just take it out of the ditch. We still consider the ditch there. Rashi says, Afilo mole tevin vakash. Lav steamy, that's not called you filled up the ditch. The le mevato le hosim. People don't leave it there. The seifel itloy. You're going to take it away, the straw. You're going to use it. So it's not called a bittel. What about mole offer at Sroiris? Let's say you filled up the ditch with dirt and pebbles and stones. Then marvin echad. That's called pashut, a good bittel. So you don't have the ditch here anymore. Now it's called flat ground. So there's no mechitz in between the two chaserim. So gzuntait, make one eruv chaseris. Is marvin echad and then marvin shnayim. They're not allowed to make two separate eruv chaseris, because there's nothing dividing the two. It's almost one big open chaser. What about Nosin Olav Nasir Shirochav Abot Tochim? Let's say you have the ditch here, between the two Chatzerim, that's the Rishus HaYochad, this ditch, it's deep down Yutfochim, and it's wide Fortfochim, so it's called two Chatzerim, but you make a Pesach here, Poshra Pesach, put a piece of wood, a plank of wood, over it, straight across, that you can walk, like a bridge, walk straight over it. So if the piece of wood is Fortfochim wide, then it's called a good Pesach. You have two platforms, two balconies coming out. Also, you have like two houses, and there's a shusharab in between, and you have two balconies sticking out, one next to the other. And you put a piece of wood straight across it, like a bridge to walk straight across, is marvin shnayim. If they want to, they could make two separate eruv chaseris. Because the mice, there is a ditch, there is a rishus yachad in between them. You're only putting a bridge over one part of the ditch. But we still have a shein mechitza here, like. So if they want to, they could make two separate eruv chaseris. V'yimrotzu marvin echad. But if they want to, since there is like a pesach, there is this fourth tefachim of a bridge that you can walk over the ditch, that's called like a pesach, and they could make one eruv chaseris together if they want to. V'yimrotzu marvin echad. What about pochus mikan? Let's say this plank, this bridge going over is less than four tefachim wide, so that's not called the pesach. Then the din is marvin shnayim ve marvin echad. They would have to make two separate eruv chaseris. They're not going to make one eruv, because since there is this ditch in between, it's called like a mechitza from Rishus HaYochid. How do you get over it? A makom less than gimel tefachim wide is not called a pesach. So you don't have a pesach across. You can only make two eruv chaseris and not one. So the Gemara. The tevin lechayit, our Mishnah says, if you fill up this ditch with straw, it's not called filling up. It's still called the hole is there. The tevin lechayit, the tevin, it's not called a steamer, like Rashi says. Lechayit means lechosim. Is that true that filling up a ditch with straw, or tevin, with wheat, does not fill it up? But on nan to nan, we learned, mi tevin shevein shtei chaseris. If you have a wall, like made up of tevin, of straw, of wheat, Shevein Shtechat Service, Gevoya Sert Fochim, your mamish a pile of wheat, piled up, that's 10 Fochim high, and its mamish goes across the whole length of the Chatzar. So this pile of Tevin wheat divides the Chatzar in here. Is Alocha Marvin Shnayim Vein Marvin Echad. It's considered a good Mechitza. And male, this Chatzar now is divided in two. They can't make one Erev, they have to make two separate Erevs. So you see, a Mechitza made from Tevin, a straw, is called a good Mechitza. There also, if you fill up the hole with tevin, why doesn't it take away the ditch? Rabbi does not sushto. Linyin mechitza, kula yam, like pliga deva mechitza. The guy to make the separation is true. Close the mind of the separation, you can't walk through this pile now, that's called a separated. There's two separate chaserim here. You can't walk straight across. Even though you could take away this pile anytime you want, so what? But right now, it's not walkable to walk straight across. That's called a good mechitza. Mashenkeng. Avolinian Chatzitza. But here we're talking about there's a ditch there. The ditch gets the shame with Shusa Yochid. It's like there's a mokum dividing these two chutzes. If he bought all chayit, if you put something there that you mavato, you leave it there, loyal and void, that's called a good steamer. The loy bought all chayit. If you put something like Tevin, you're just storing it there, since we know you can take it away, you can't take away that mokum that's there. So you still have a ditch here, and the ditch has its own shame with Shusa Yochid, that's dividing between the two chatzerim, so you still have a ditch here. There's a difference if you want to take away a ditch, or you still want to make a division. If you still have the pile of straw going straight up, lamaise, you can't walk through it. So it's called dividing. You have two separate chaserim here. That's called a good mechitza. Mashenka, when you have a charitz, you have this ditch, that's the old Meshus Yochid. If you want to mevatel, take away the Meshus Yochid, that's only good if you want to have something you mevatel there. Right. Mola Yofa, what about if you put dirt there, or else pebbles, tsoiris? That's called a good steamer. That clogs up this charitz, and it's called like one chotzer. So the morning, I feel a bit stomach. Even mashman and mishti, even if you just put the dirt down this time, you don't have a ferish and dash, you're going to leave the dirt there, loyal and void. You stand, put down a pile of dirt. That's also good. But the morning, but now, we learn not like that. Bayesh, milu, tevin, et shroiris. If you have a house, that is a mace inside the house, and you started to fill up the house with wheat, with tevin, et shroiris, even with pebbles. Ubitloi. And your mavato, you decided to leave the pebbles in the house, is alocha bottle. Then it's called bottle in the house. And alocha was like this. If you have a mace in the house, close the mind, there's a tefach between the mace and the roof. The roof is called an oil. That doesn't let the tumor go up on top of the roof. But if I can't, the oil keeps the tumor down. The tumor just spreads out and comes down in the house. If you have a mace here, anything in this room becomes tummy. Why? The tumor goes up to the ceiling, hits the ceiling, can't go over, can't go through it, then it just goes all around and comes down. What about if the house is filled up on top of the mace, that there's no pesach tevach, there's no ear of a tefach between the mace and the ceiling? That's not called an oil then. And not called an oil means the tumor just shoots up. That's called tumor bakas v'yoyla. The tumor just shoots up and keeps on going straight up. It doesn't go across and come down anymore. It goes straight up. It's not called an oil. To give something an oil on top of a tent on top means there has to be at least space of a tefach between the mace and the oil. Then the oil stops the tumor from going up. The cold amount is clogged up the mace, or else there's dirt here that's clogged up mama to the roof. Then there's no oil there. Then the tumor shoots up. So now here, you have a house, the mace inside it, and then we start to throw stones in the house. So we made now the house mama is clogged up with stones to the top. That's called the good bitum. There's no more air here, so it's not called the good oil. But it says no. If you put the tzoraris there, it's only if you put it there, I'm going to ask them about it there. You need the ferish adas, I'm going to leave it here. But mistam, it's no good. So it's a theory. The more bitum in. Only if you put the stones down, you have das to leave it there. Then we say it's called the good steamer. Of a lay bitum lay. If you don't have a ferish adas to leave the stones there, you just put the stones there.